Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is King Herod Respected John the Baptist. King Herod was ruler when John the Baptist was born and also when Jesus was born. Because remember, John is Jesus' cousin. But John the Baptist was sent before Jesus so that way he could prepare the ground for people to hear about Jesus. And so we're in the Mark chapter 6. If we are reading the Bible in a year, we would love for you to join us. We have one New Testament, Old Testament, Proverbs, and Psalms that we read every day. And see for you to be a part of reading the Word of God, because the Word of God has power. Power to heal, save, deliver. Amen. All right. So King Herod soon heard about Jesus, for his miracles were talked about everywhere. The king thought Jesus was John the Baptist come back to life again. So the people were saying, no wonder he can do such miracles. Others thought that Jesus was Elijah, the ancient prophet, and that I beheaded. He has come back from the dead. Well, Herod had John in prison because Herod had married his brother's wife. And John told him that that was not right. He didn't like it. His wife didn't like it. And so he had John put in jail. And while he was in jail, he would call him from time to time to come and talk to him about his ministry and about God. And he said that he really liked listening to John. And he really didn't want to put him to death, but his wife's daughter asked him for the head of John the Baptist. And of course, he had to comply with his promise, and he ended up having John beheaded, and the head was brought to that young girl who presented it to her mother. Okay, but Herod respected John, knowing that he was a good and holy man in jail under his protection. Herod was disturbed whenever he talked with John, but even so, he liked to listen to him. Friend, John the Baptist was a witness to the king, with king, the King Jesus, who came. And it actually was his cousin. John and Jesus were cousins. First cousin. Well, maybe second cousin. Say that his mother was pregnant with him, and Mary went to visit her, and both of them started John's mother was pregnant, very full, and when she saw Mary, the baby moved around in her belly, and so they had a time of rejoicing, and they prophesied to her, Mary, that she'd be a blessed woman because of the baby that she was carrying. It's a whole different story, but now John the Baptist adult, and this was also an adult. And Jesus has started to minister. When John witnessed to the king, John the Baptist was a witness to the king. Because the king couldn't help himself, and he would call John from the jail to talk to him about the things of God. Of course, they didn't know Jesus was the Messiah then until he died on the cross, told the king the truth, even though he paid a price for telling the truth. Remember, the king had him beheaded, but he told him the truth anyway. You know, we have to do the same, because even nowadays, when people are going into so many things that is not of God, and it's just not God's plan for people to go into deviant behavior or violent behavior that's not healthy. So, but he told the king the truth. He told him, you married your brother's wife, and that was not right. Does that happen today? Do things like that happen, and you know the truth, and you're afraid to say something about it because you might get criticized? Jesus, devil, came, killed, steal, and destroy. And that the devil was a liar from the beginning. He doesn't know how to tell the truth. But we, who know the Lord, have to tell people the truth, not judging people, because we're all sinners, but we have to speak truth, because they don't know what the truth is, because they're probably not reading the Bible. And they haven't learned, this generation that is coming up, thing about the Word of God. I can tell you, you can give them a test. Ask them what is the top two commandments from the Bible. There's 10 commandments. What is number one and one number two? And if they're reading the Bible, or if they are learning about God, they should at least know the 10 commandments. But they don't. And people think that that nobody has to live up to that standard. Oh, yes, we do. It was that 10 commandments was given by God to Moses in the desert. And people had to live by it. You know what? It hasn't changed, because that's God's love. And we are responsible to reflect God. Acts 5:32 says, we are his witnesses of these things, and Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. Friends, do you know the Lord Jesus? If not, I would like you to learn so of Jesus. I want you to pray with me. If you want to receive the Lord Jesus in your heart, repeat up. Father God, Lord, I don't know you, but I need to know you. I know your name is Jesus. Save me. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me for all my sins and save me. Heal me. And guide, be my God, the child. Lord, yes, we thank you, Father God. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for healing. And thank you for all things that you've done. Let me know. I would love to know that you heard the message of the cross, and you like God that. And encouraging you to read the Bible. Let me say, Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, whoever hears this, let it go out, let it ring, Father God, let it be a light in the darkness, Father God, and let people come to you Yes, Lord, because there's not a lot of time. And but you don't wish anyone